We're joined now by Tony Thatcher. He owns a 75-acre farm in Ojai, California. That farm has mostly oranges and tangerines. And Mr. Thatcher, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how bad does it look for you right now?
It's difficult to say. It takes about 2 weeks to really assess all the freeze damage. We've got to get some warmer weather before we can be sure, but I'm hedging my bets, but I think we probably lost a significant amount of our orange crop.
Are you still working to save some of your crop, or are you just writing?
Oh yes. Well, we're up monitoring every night, but when it's that low, when we have temperatures like last night when it was 28, we're not as worried as it would have been if we hadn't had 25 degrees before.
So what do you do at night to try to raise the temperatures out in the grass?
Well, the first line of defense is we turn on the water. We try and save the more valuable things, so the tangerines, with water. Water gives off energy when it freezes, and so the temperature won't fall below 32 if we can keep enough water around and mix the air up somehow. And mixing the air, we use wind machines and hope for some down valley breeze. And then our last line of defense is smudge pots, was the old name for them, orchard heaters. They burn diesel. It's a very expensive process, but we did some of that four nights, starting Friday night.
So you're up all night working?
Yeah, you're up. You're up and down. You go home and warm up and go back out. Depends on how severe it is, whether you stay out there.
Can you just tell us a little bit more about those previous freezes, the freeze of 1990, and then there was another freeze in 1998? How does this one compare to those?
For Ojai, this was worse than 98 and not as bad as 1990. 1990, we've essentially lost all of the fruit for that year, except for one very small block, which is slightly warmer. You know, and 98, again, was a very significant up in the Central Valley, which is 90% of the production in California. So the consumer really saw that one as well as 1990. Ojai fared a little better in 98. You know, what it does, of course, is it has a big effect on the economy, especially in smaller towns. Essentially, there's no work for the people that were working in the citrus industry, and so then they aren't paying their rent, and you know, there's a big trickle-down effect there on the whole economy.
Did you see that there in Ojai?
A little bit. Certainly the people that worked for me, and we put them on half-time, and we tried to find other work for them, gardening jobs and various other things. We'll have to cut back their hours just to keep the place going. That's what we do, and certainly Ann and I are not going on vacation this year.
Yeah. Had you planned a vacation?
No. I never plan anything during the winter, as you never know what the winter's going to be, and I never go away skiing in the winter either.
Imagine if you had been away.
Well, it's just something you don't do in this business. You don't go away for Christmas.
So will you be planting new trees? Are the trees themselves?
Well, the trees are not significantly damaged. They'll lose some new growth. They look terrible right now, kind of wilty like your garden would look. But they'll come back, and they'll blossom in the spring, and we'll have another crop.
Well, best of luck to you, Mr. Thatcher.
Okay.
That's Tony Thatcher, a citrus farmer battling the big freeze in Ojai, California.